and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading Old Hildebrand. Once upon a time there was a farmer and his wife. The village priest had taken a liking to the farmer's wife and kept wishing he would spend one whole day alone with her in pleasure. The woman would have liked that too. One day he came to her and said, "Listen, my dear, I figured out a way we can spend a whole day together in pleasure. Here's the plan. On Wednesday, you must take to your bed and tell your husband you're sick. You'd best moan and groan as much as possible and keep it up until Sunday when I'm to hold my sermon. Then I'll preach that if anybody has a sick child at home, a sick husband, a sick wife, a sick father, a sick mother, a sick sister or brother, or whoever else might be sick at home, he should make a pilgrimage to Mount Cuckold in Italy. There one can purchase a peck of bay leaves for a kreuzer. Then the sick child, the sick husband, the sick wife, the sick father, the sick mother, the sick sister, or whoever else might be sick, will get well at once." "That's fine with me," replied the farmer's wife. On Wednesday, as was agreed, the farmer's wife lay down in bed and moaned and groaned as if the world were coming to an end. Her husband brought her everything he could think of, but nothing helped. When Sunday came, the farmer's wife said, "I feel just miserable, as if I were going to die any minute. But before my end comes, I'd like to do just one more thing. I'd like to hear the priest hold his sermon today." "Oh, no, my sweet," answered the farmer. "Don't do that. If you get up, you could make things worse. Look, I'll go to church, listen to the sermon carefully, and then I'll return home and tell you everything he said." "Well, all right," said the farmer's wife. "Go and pay close attention and tell me everything he says." So the farmer went to church, and the priest began to preach the sermon and said, "If anyone had a sick child at home, a sick husband, a sick wife, a sick father, a sick mother, a sick sister or brother, or whoever else might be sick, he should make a pilgrimage to Mount Cuckold in Italy, where a peck of bay leaves cost a kreuzer. Then the sick child, the sick husband, the sick wife, the sick father, the sick mother, the sick sister or brother, and whoever else might be sick would get well at once. Any person wanting to make the journey was to come to the priest after Mass, and he would give them the sack for the bay leaves and the kreuzer." Nobody was happier than the farmer when he heard that, and after the Mass he went straight to the priest, who gave him the sack and the kreuzer. Then the farmer went home, and before he even got through the door of his house, he shouted, "Hooray, my dear wife, now you're as good as cured. The priest preached that if anyone with a sick child at home, a sick husband, a sick wife, a sick father, a sick mother, a sick sister or brother, or whoever else might be sick, makes a pilgrimage to Mount Cuckold in Italy, where a peck of bay leaves costs a kreuzer. Then the sick child, the sick husband, the sick wife, the sick father, the sick mother, the sick sister or brother, or whoever else might be sick, would get well at once. I've already got the kreuzer and the sack for the bay leaves from the priest, and I'm going to start out on my journey right away so you can get well that much sooner." He then departed. However, he had hardly left when his wife got up, and the priest lost no time in getting there. Now, let us leave the two of them alone for a while and go on with the farmer. Once the farmer was on his way, he walked at a rapid pace so he could reach Mount Cuckold all the sooner. Along the way, he met his neighbor, an egg dealer, who was returning from the market where he had sold all his eggs. "Praise the Lord," said the egg dealer. "Where are you off to in such a rush, neighbor?" "To all eternity, neighbor," said the farmer. "My wife's sick, and I heard our priest preach today that if anyone had a sick child at home, a sick husband, a sick wife, a sick father, a sick mother, a sick sister or brother, or whoever else might be sick, and that person makes a pilgrimage to Mount Cuckold in Italy, where a peck of bay leaves cost a kreuzer, then the sick child, the sick husband, the sick wife, the sick father, the sick mother, the sick sister or brother, or whoever else might be sick, will get well at once. Then I got the kreuzer and the sack for the bay leaves from the priest, and now I'm off on my pilgrimage." "Hold on, neighbor," said the egg dealer to the farmer. "Are you so simple-minded that you believed him? Don't you know what's happening? The priest wants to spend a pleasant day alone with your wife. That's why they cooked up a plan to get rid of you."
"Well, goodness gracious," said the farmer. "I'd surely like to know if that's true."
"Well," said the neighbor, "I'll tell you what.
You just get into my egg basket, and I'll carry you home. Then you can see for yourself." So that is what they did. The neighbor put the farmer in his egg basket and carried him home on his back. When they got there, believe you me, there was a lot going on. The farmer's wife had already slaughtered whatever she could find in the barnyard and had also baked a lot of pancakes. The priest had also arrived and was strumming on his fiddle. When the neighbor knocked, the farmer's wife asked who was outside. "It's me, neighbor," the egg dealer said. "I need a place for the night. I wasn't able to sell my eggs at the market. Now I've got to carry them home, but they're much too heavy for me, and I won't be able to make a home before darkness." "Well, neighbor," said the farmer's wife, "you've come at a very bad time. But since there's nothing we can do about it, come in and sit down on the bench by the stove." So the neighbor took a seat on the bench by the stove and set the basket down. In the meantime, the priest and the farmer's wife continued having a merry old time. Finally, the priest said, "Listen, my dear, since you've such a fine voice, I want you to sing a song." "Oh, I can't," said the farmer's wife. "I used to be able to sing all day long in my youth, but those days are gone forever." "Oh, come on," said the priest again, "just a little song for me." Then the farmer's wife began to sing. "I sent my husband far away to Cuckold's Mountain for the day." The priest joined in. "I wish he'd spend the whole year there and keep the sack for all I care. Hallelujah." Now the neighbor, who was sitting back by the stove, began to sing, but I must tell you first that the farmer's name was Hildebrand. "Hey, Hildebrand, your wife's a wench. How can you watch this from the bench? Hallelujah." And now the farmer inside the basket started singing, "Oh, I can't stand this anymore. I'm getting out, for I'm quite sore. Hallelujah." So he jumped out of the basket, gave the priest a good beating, and drove him out of the house. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on Magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the podcast, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. ¶¶